Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ella. By the way, that was Ella playing our Kids Commute theme, her very own self, on the electric bass. Send us your version of the Kids Commute theme on whatever instrument you play. You can find the sheet music and all the instructions at kidscommute.org. Well, kids commuters, good morning and welcome to day 3 of Haydn Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're learning all about composer Franz Joseph Haydn, the most popular composer in Europe in the 18th century. He's also known as the father of the string quartet. Why? Well, first of all, what's a string quartet? Most often, it's made up of two violins, a viola, and a cello. They all play in a group. Haydn wrote 68 of these. That's a lot of music. But Haydn also came up with a lot of the rules and ideas for how to write and play a string quartet that people still use today. That's why they call him the father. Today's selection is string quartet number 30, otherwise known as The Joke. We already know Haydn had a sense of humor. He got in trouble in school for being a prankster. And that surprise symphony that we heard on Monday with the big old loud chord right away in the beginning? Well, technically, The Joke was written before the Surprise Symphony. He wrote The Joke in 1781 and The Surprise in 1791. But the point is, we all know that Haydn knows how to write music that makes people laugh. Here is the joke that Haydn is playing on us with this string quartet. So he does this thing where you keep expecting the music to end. Like, does it end now? How about now? Okay, how about now? And when do I clap? You see what I mean? It drove people crazy and was really funny. Here is the fourth movement of Franz Joseph Haydn's string quartet number 30, The Fake Out. The Joke. Thank you. Okay, I think it's over for real now. That was the fourth movement of Franz Joseph Haydn's string quartet, The Joke. My favorite part of that is the very end. You know that game you play when you're annoying someone and you repeat everything they say?
Stop saying what I'm saying.
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 Stop saying what I'm saying. Yeah, it's kind of like that. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Kids Commute Quizlet. All week long, we're asking you this question. If you get it right, we'll send you a prize pack in the mail. Here's the question. What did Beethoven give up while he was writing his Ninth Symphony? First hint, it's an activity most people do every day. Here's another hint. Not doing it might have left him feeling itchy. What did Beethoven give up? Let us know. Send the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Make sure you include your name and your address, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. And if you don't quite have it figured out yet, we've got one more hint coming up for you tomorrow. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow. See what I did there?
Interlaken Public Radio.